Now, point number 9. Are ladies qualified to become a guru or not? It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2. Sabai pungsang paro dharma yato bhakti radhokchaje ahituka pratihata jayatma suprasidati. Again, context number Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Slok number 6. Canto 1, Chapter 2, Slok number 6. The supreme occupation or dharma for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service and to the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Here, pungsam, general meaning of pungsam means, pungso is here masculine gender, but here it not used only for masculine gender. Pungsam means for mankind, both male or female. So all pungsam means all mankind has right reserve to do bhakti. So ladies are also qualified to become a guru. We have seen in Satyayuga, the rishis and their wives used to do bhajan and teaching others. In Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram went to Gurukul along with his brother Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, so their guru was Vasishtha Rishi. He was their guru and Kulapurohit priest both. So they, Lord Sri Ram, Sri Lakshman, Sri Bharat, Sri Shatrughna went to Gurukul of Vasishtha Rishi. And his wife was Arundhati. So Vasishtha Rishi used to teach something and Arundhati also used to teach other thing to the boys in Gurukul. Come in Dapar Yug. In Dapar Yug, when Lord Sri Krishna along with Sri Baladev Prabhu went to Gurukul in Ujjain, Sri Sandipun Rishi only their Gurukul teacher, not his initiating guru or neither priest nor initiated guru, only teacher of Gurukul. And his wife also is to teach something to them also. In Kali Yuga, although there are not so much prominence of Gurukul, and nowadays still in Gurukul ladies are teacher there, but in spiritual life to attain Krishna Prem, the ladies act as acharya. There are so many examples in our scriptures. I am giving one or two examples, like Jannava Devi, eternal potency of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Like Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, in the pastime of Krishna, he was Baladev Prabhu. And Jannava Devi was Ananga Manjari. In form of Ananga Manjari, she rendered so much service to the divine couple. Srimati Radhika became so pleased and she gave up her place, the left side of Krishna, and she put by herself Ananga Manjari, the left side of Gopinath Diti, and she came right side. Same Ananga Manjari, now in Kali Yuga, is Jannava Devi. Nityananda Prabhu has another wife, means potency, another power. Nityananda two potency, one is Jannava, another Vasudha. Vasudha Devi had children. One of his children was Birbhadra. So he was thinking, Birbhadra now grown enough, now time has come for initiation. He was thinking, from whom I will take initiation? Jahnava Devi is my mother and she is a lady. How I can take initiation from him, from her? It's not good for me to take initiation from a lady. Jahnava Devi is not an ordinary person. She understood that Birbhadra has some doubt in his heart. Somehow other have to remove that doubt from his heart. So one day Jahnava Devi went early in the morning for nature call, and where she used to live, there is a garden and well. For going to toilet, you have to pull the water by bucket and the help of rope from the well. And when you come back, according to Vedic tradition, they will take full bath. So Jahnava Devi, when he early in the morning went for toilet, after cleaning herself, she came to the garden to pull the water and take full bath. At that time, she was not dressed completely, only small cloth. When she was pulling water by both hands, then the cloth from her breast dropped down because of small cloth. No one is there, so she has no sigh at all. In the meantime, from some emergency meeting, have to ask something from Jahnava Devi. Birbhadra Prabhu came there in the garden. And Birbhadra Prabhu, when he entered, he saw that her mother is pulling water and her breasts are open. So Birbhadra Prabhu became ashamed. If Jahnava Devi gave up the bucket and rope and took the cloth and covered her breast, then bucket and rope will go inside the well and could not take it out without help of others. And she will have to take bath. So what she can do? Birbhadra Prabhu, about 16 years teenage, so feel ashamed. Seeing Birbhadra Prabhu's mood, immediate, two more arms manifest from Jahnava Devi's body, and by two hands she was pulling water from the well, and by two hands she covered her breast by the cloth. Seeing this, Birbhadra Prabhu became surprised. Oh, my mother not an ordinary woman. Oh my goodness, I did so many offense, keeping in my mind how I can take initiation from her. So she came back when Jahnava Devi took bath and came, and he told and asked forgiveness. And same day he took initiation. Moreover, Sri Narottam Thakur has so many kirtan, so many bhajan. It's well known to all Vaishnavas. He wrote Prem Bhakti Chandrika, so many things. So he was the prominent preacher of Goswami Granthas. So he preached all over East Bengal, nowadays Bangladesh, and Manipur. So due to the influence of Narottam Thakur, still in Manipur, there are a lot of devotees are there. By born devotees, there are so many devotees. Everywhere you go, Manipur, you can get devotees. And he preached all over Manipur and nowadays Bangladesh, and he installed 6 deities under guidance of Jahnava Devi. Jahnava Devi was acharya there for installation of deities, and Jahnava Devi had so many disciples. So ladies also be qualified a guru if they are qualified. This is the one example. Second example I am giving Ganga Mata Goswamini. She took birth in nowadays Bangladesh, one part called Putia. In Putia, her father was Jamindar, landlord, small king. Not only landlord, a king, but not so big kingdom. Only she was the one kid. And from beginning, she used to play with ditties. When she grown enough, now came in teenage, now the parents being worried, they are searching bridegroom for her. She told, "Oh my dear parents, why so much you are worried for me? I have married already." Then they asked, "With whom?" Then told, "With Sri Krishna you married already. So if you love me, to better arrange for me to send Vrindavan Dham." So they try at the level best to make her understand the bad failure. So due to parental affection, they send their daughter to Vrindavan. At that time there was one devotee in the line of Rupa Goswami Pad. She went to her and took initiation and used to learn Harikatha, used to learn Harikatha. So when she became middle age, and always she was under guidance of another elderly lady, then her guru told one day, "Now you are matured in all tattva, so please go to Jagannath Puri." And in Jagannath Puri, the place of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where Mahaprabhu met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and showed her, and Mahaprabhu showed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 6-armed form. By 2 arms he is playing flute, and 2 arms a bow and arrow, another 2 arms danda and kamandalu. Means playing flute means Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna, bow and arrow means Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra, and danda and kamandalu means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in sannyas dress. Then Sarvabhauma full flat in his lotus feet asked forgiveness and became his devotee. And that place his guru sent to her. In past his name was Sochi. So Sochi came there. Later on he famous by Ganga Mata Goswamini. During his bhajan, one day one Brahmin came and told that I have DT Samurai. I could not worship him properly. So Thakurji came in dream and told, "Take me to you and give to you." She told, "No, I am engaged myself in bhajan. I have no time to do DT worship. I will not take." She refused to take. The Brahmin went out at night. What he'll do? Thakurji ordered him directly in dream. So what he did at night, when everybody was sleeping, he came with his DT, putting in a basket with cloth very nicely, and in the garden of Tulasi, means Tulasi forest of Sachi Devi, he put Thakurji there. Next day for offering Bhogar Thakurji, when Sachi Devi was picking Tulasi, then he found DT, and what she can do? She bound to bring Thakurji in temple. And Thakurji came in dream also, that, "Oh, I came to you to take your service and you neglect me. Oh, don't neglect, you will find me next day." So she discovered Thakurji inside Tulasi garden. Because Tulasi is very near and dear to Thakurji, so Thakurji was there. By the influence of Jogmaya, that Brahmin kept Thakurji in the Tulasi garden. After some time, Ganga Dasahara Tithi came. Ganga Dasahara means that very day, Ganga Devi come down in this earth planet from heavenly planet. So appearance day of Ganga Devi. So many devotees are going to take bath in the Ganga Sagar near Calcutta in India. She thought, oh, how I can go? How I can give up Thakur, service of Thakurji? But I want to take bath in the Ganges. Thinking this, she was sleeping at night. All of a sudden, one sound came, just like a big current is flowing in front of him. Then he woke up and saw the Ganga is flowing there. So she was taking bath in that Ganges. Gradually, by the force of current, she pulled towards Jagannath Dev temple, because her temple very close to Jagannath Dev. And she went inside Jagannath Dev temple, although the temple, each and every aspect was completely locked and so many lock was there. And when he arrived in the lotus feet of Jagannath Dev, current finished, no current, nothing. So she could not come out. Next day morning, when main pujari came for Mangal Arati, when he opened the door, he found that lady. Then he called other priest and became very angry. Oh, you are like a fake sadhu. Everybody is praising you that you are good sadhu, but you came for stealing. How you hide here? None can see you. So you want to steal Jagannath Dev's ornament, but due to every lock up, he could not get out. Then they informed to king and minister and military, all came and arrest her and put her jail. She not opposed nothing. So at night, Jagannath Dev came in dream of king. Oh king, get up immediate and go to your jail and ask your military man and minister to free my dear devotee Sachi Devi. She not came to steal anything from my temple. And Jagannath Dev narrated a whole story that she want to take bath in the Ganges. So Ganges is come out from my feet. How come? When Vaman Dev came to Bali Maharaj for charity, Vaman Dev only asked 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj told, no, you are dwarf and your intelligence more dwarf than you. You can ask me for kingdom, anything else. Or Brahman girl for Mary. Well, no, I am Brahmachari. I am self-satisfied. I want only 3 steps of land of my own steps. Then I can make small hut and can do bhajan. When Vaman Dev was measuring the 3 steps by 1 steps, he took all 14 planetary system, 7 planetary by 2 steps, upper and lower complete planetary systems of 14 planetary systems. Then his toe is going to Swatalok. Then Brahmaji thought, oh, how I can let it go? Then he wash his feet and keep in his Kamandalu. This is Ganges. This is the feet bath of Vaman Dev. So Jagannath Dev, Ganga is coming from my toe. And she is my dear devotee, want to take bath in the Ganges. So I sent Ganges from my lotus feet to her and pulled her inside my temple. Go and free her immediate, otherwise I shall destroy your whole dynasty, whole minister, whole military, everything. And all of you, your military men and minister, I have to take initiation from her. And from today, her name will be Ganga Mata Goswamini. So king came with his minister and military men and freed her, asked forgiveness and ask for initiation. She refused to give initiation, but king told, no, Jagannath Dev ordered me. And Jagannath Dev came in dream that Ganga Mata Goswami also. Then she received so many disciples, used to do Bhagavat part every day, and so many used to come in her class. And by that, so many, she has so many disciples. So ladies can be guru, there is no doubt, if they are qualified. Male or female, it is not problem, depend on how much qualified are they according to symptom of. Point number 2, tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu sri uttamam sabde paricha nishnatam brahman upasamasrayam. Now we are coming our point number 10. There is no place for Ritik in Guru Tattva. You have to type out from Gurudev's book the true conception of Sri Guru Tattva. Type out from slok number page number 3, but no need to type out the introduction. Please type out for the meaning of the word, the meaning of the word Ritik. Page number 32. Then you'll be complete of point number 10. There is no place for Ritik in Guru Tattva.